I'll talk about advising the student athlete. In my time working with the tennis team, I've noticed one thing, and that is that they are struggling to keep their schedule. Between practice, road games, home games, injuries, how is it that they continue to go to class? We have student athletes that are happy to have a D in a class. This is not right. But the question is, do we bother doing anything about it? Should we? I really don't have the answer to that. I believe we should attempt to make every student be the best they can be, but is that too idealistic for this? We have these athletes that are highly skilled in what they do, but what about life post-college? That is the balance I'm trying to keep right now. You don't want to tell them they need to focus elsewhere, because if they focus solely on academics, they cease to be of any use to the university that gave them the scholarship. It doesn't make sense. But at the same time, if they fail, they lose their scholarships. So this is a double-edged sword. On one hand, you tell the athlete, well, you have to go to practice. If you don't practice, you don't play. If you don't play, you don't have a scholarship. On the other hand, you tell them they have to go to class. They have to pass their classes. They have to do well. Otherwise, they don't get to play, and they don't have a scholarship. The athlete is doomed either way in this instance. Am I wrong?